The Ben Ish Chai in Kitavo Halakha Yud Zayin. Kol HaChomed Beto Shel Chavero. A person covets his friend's house. O Kelav, or any of his vessels. She'en Bedato LeMokram. The guy is not interested in selling his house or the vessel, but the friend, he's envious of it. He wants it. V'fsir bo bedvarim, so he pressures him. He tries to, you know, force him to sell. Or he brought outside pressure, friends and things like that, in order to pressure the owner of the house to sell. Hareze over belav delo tahmod. So he transgresses isur min haTorah of lo tahmod. Ve'enu over belav ze ad sheyikach hachefetz shehamad. The sin is not transgressed until the chomed, the one that was envious, actually took possession of the property. After pressuring him, he didn't want to sell. Mishaas sheniftal libo v'chashav ech yikne hachefetz over belav delo tetaveh. Which means, at the moment that he starts to think of how he's going to get the house, knowing that he doesn't want to sell it, and how he's going to scheme and strategize in order to get the guy to sell, at that point he transgresses the isur of lotet aveh. Tava is in the heart. So the scheme is already isur in the thought process. Lot tahmod is not transgressed until it actually came to fruition. Miu. Imrak netava b'libo. If he just had a thought in his mind, she'amar, halvay she'yitratze zel limkor. I wish the guy would sell it. I hope he would be acquiescing to sell it. Be'ikneh, if he sells it, I'll buy it. Eno over belav. You don't over anything over there. Aval im hashav b'babol la'asot hamtsa'ot shel ishtadlut v'hafzarot. But if you concocted in your mind a plan how to pressure him and how you're going to go about it, he's over at the moment of the thought on the ideas of the shtadlut. And that's the opinion of Harambam. The Ben Ish Chai brings the opinion of Ra'avad that argues. Ra'avad says that bottom line, once the guy finally agrees to sell, he agreed. Doesn't matter if you pressured him, doesn't matter if it wasn't for sale, doesn't matter if he really was against it, so long as you got him to agree, you're not over on anything. But the Ra'avad is not like the Ra'avad. The Ra'avad is like the Rambam. That even if he agrees in the end, but if it was under pressure, so the Isur of Lot Tahmod is in effect.